coercive control laws in different countries. I'm Barbara Roberts. This is a chapter from my second interview with Don Hennessy, published on YouTube.
Back in this country, we've now introduced a new law, which is called a law of coercive control, which is purely mind control. And that is now a criminal offence in this country.
There's certainly laws like that in Australia, Scotland, England, and America's way further back than we are. They always take longer to get those sorts of things changed.
Americans believe that they know better than the rest of the world.
Now, we'd better be careful, Don. I'm going to get all sorts of feedback about that. But yes, I have experienced that quite a
American,
lot.
America believes that they are the home of psychiatry and psychology. And they believe that if you can't explain it by those two methods, those two sciences, then it actually has no valid existence. So my theories are not psychological theories. They're theories on what we call good and evil and the practice of evil, but the Americans don't accept that.
Another complicating factor in America is that there's so many different levels of government.
Oh, yeah.
Federal, that's every state, yeah. County, and, you know, I'm probably not even giving them all. And each of those levels has its own laws and its own police force and its own jurisdictional, you know, protocols. And like here in Australia, we've got two levels of government, the Commonwealth government and the state government, and they each have their own laws and their own police forces. And that's a messy enough thing anyway.
Sure it
because,
is, yes.
You know, of course, family violence and family law in regards to divorce and child custody and property settlement, family law is a Commonwealth matter. But if you're going to get an ordinary common and guard protection order from your abusive husband, you have to go to the state, not the Commonwealth. Although you can go to a Commonwealth way, but most people just go to the local magistrates' court that are run by the state that you live in.
Yes.
And that's complicated enough. Now, in New Zealand, I'm doing a sidebar here, I've spoken in the past to some practitioners in the domestic abuse field who are in New Zealand, and they only have one level of government. They don't have the Commonwealth and then the state. It's just the New Zealand government, one parliament that makes the laws, one police force, and one government delivering all the social services. And of course, smaller population. And with that arrangement, they have been able to bring about, I think, and I could be wrong, I might not be up to date, but they told me that it's easier for them to get change at the legal and the policy level there,
right?
Because they've only got that one level of government.
Yeah, I'd imagine it would be very much easier. Yeah. We have one level of government and it's quite difficult to get any change. So I can imagine if you have two levels, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, because the two levels can do the passing the buck back and forth to it.
Absolutely. Mm.
Brought to you by Barbara Roberts. Find me on Substack, my blog, cryingoutforjustice.blog, and my YouTube channel, Barbara Roberts Crying Out for Justice. Find my book at notunderbondage.com or Amazon. Thank you for listening.